Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Christy Spencer, longtime Port Townsend resident and community volunteer. Inspired by the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Our show highlights these organizations and individuals who provide time and a lot of energy to build what King called a beloved community. Today, we are talking with Bill Tennant of Jefferson County Historical Society. Welcome, Bill.
Hello, thank you.
So why are you here with us today?
Well, we can always use volunteers at the Historical Society in lots of different positions. I think we have about 170 people who do something for the Historical Society over the year. But we're here this afternoon to just talk about specifically the first night celebration.
For those listeners who maybe have never attended or never even heard of it, can you tell us a little bit about what is First Night?
What is First Night? Well, First Night is a New Year's Eve celebration. It's family-oriented and it's alcohol-free, and it began in 1976 in Boston. It was part of the bicentennial celebration of the U.S., and it was put on by local cultural groups. And it spread across the country to where there may be 300 different communities who do what they call First Night. I actually moved to Port Townsend from a city that had a really major First Night celebration. And I was surprised that there wasn't one in Port Townsend because it's such an artistic community. So the Historical Society took it on. And with a lot of our partners, this will be the ninth annual First Night celebration for Port Townsend.
What changes have you seen happen in those 9 years since you first began?
Our celebration is a bit different from other major cities because we're not a major city. It all takes place within about two blocks. People get a sticker that they can put on their clothing, and that gets them into all the venues. And you just go from venue to venue and spend as long as you like doing the things that you like. And it just lasts for 3 hours. So it's from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. That's an unusual part of our first night because at 9 o'clock, when it is midnight in New York, we celebrate the new year. So we get a 3-hour jump start on the new year in Port Townsend. So we're the earliest New Year's celebration on the West Coast.
What would be the big draw this year? I've heard that every year kind of has some big draw. What would be what would you say is the biggest draw this year?
Well, the various venues would probably appeal to people with different interests, but the one thing that everybody is excited about are the fireworks. And at 9 o'clock, Dr. Chilgen, and this will be the ninth year he has volunteered and donated the fireworks to do this amazing fireworks display. And while the fireworks are going off, we raise up an anchor. You know, in other cities, they lower something down. And I always thought raising something up is kind of more positive. It's a more positive way to start the new year. So Thaddeus Jerzynski created this wonderful anchor that is wrapped in blue or turquoise glowing wire, and it gets raised up into the sky while the fireworks are going off. So that's something that everybody can participate in, everybody can enjoy, and that happens at 9 o'clock.
So we have our own version of the Times Square ball drop.
It's even better because, you know, we all know each other. We're not with a crowd of people that we don't know. The weather generally isn't freezing cold. And in the 9 years we've done it, the weather has cooperated, and that's really a great thing for this particular event.
So the message really is come to Port Townsend for First Night.
Come to Port Townsend. And we do get a lot of people from other places. You know, we have anecdotal evidence and stories that people have told us. They come from Seattle and Whidbey Island, Olympia, some people from Tacoma have come. And a lot of people from Kitsap County will come to our event because they can be home by the real midnight, actually. Or they can stay in Port Townsend and enjoy the rest of the evening. But the venues will appeal to people with different interests. And there are venues throughout the downtown area within about a block of City Hall. And in City Hall, we have storytelling. We have children's games in the old jail cells. We have a history hunt in the history gallery. And we have outside of the building, there will be an art class going on at the Jefferson Community School. There will be music at the boiler room. There will be music at Elevated Ice Cream. And in the Cotton Building, there will also be music. The first half of the evening will be a vocal duo called The Twins, who are always very popular. And the second half of the evening will be PT Songlines, which do wonderful world music and spiritual music, and they will lead the crowd out onto the street for the fireworks. In the Pope Marine Building, there will be square dancing and line dancing and call dancing. Over at the Key City Public Theater, there will be readings. Really, the best of the PT shorts will be going on at the theater. So there's something within just a couple of blocks of City Hall that people can participate in. And you spend a few minutes in each place. Down in the old jail cells, there will be the best of the PT Film Festival shorts. So that'll be something that people can watch as well. So you don't have to spend a lot of time in any one venue, but you maybe spend 10 minutes and then you go on to the next one. And then at 9 o'clock, you all gather on the street for the fireworks.
Fantastic. Sounds like a good time. Thinking back over the past 9 years, is there some memorable moments that stand out to you that you could talk about?
You know, interestingly enough, the first year that we did it, there were a lot of unknowns. How were we going to raise up the anchor? Were we in fact going to have fireworks, which was not something we had planned on, but we got a call from Dr. Children. He said, "Would you like to have fireworks?" And, oh, yes, of course we would like to have fireworks. But he was having a delay in getting the proper insurance that he needed, and at the last minute that came through. We raise up the anchor with a boom truck, and the person who was going to do that at the last minute had an out-of-town emergency, and we didn't know how we were going to do that.
How did you end up raising that anchor?
Well, at the last minute, someone else with a boom truck volunteered, and lo and behold, it was there. And we were so lucky that Julian Arthur offered to do that, and Julian has done that every year. He's now sold his company, and the person who has bought it is going to come and do it again. And so we'll get that anchor up there. And we didn't know how the anchor would actually work, if it would fly away or blow away, and if it was anchored correctly. So I would say some of those unknowns that first year, it all came together. There were some behind-the-scenes stresses, but I don't think the general public even knew it, because everything came off very, very smoothly.
Have you had community members or outside people give you their feedback about the event that makes it get better and better every year?
Well, we know, as I said, a lot of people come from out of town. They look forward to an event that is a non-alcohol event on New Year's Eve, for one reason. And also, it's 3 hours. It's a very confined time, restricted time. You don't have to spend the entire evening. It's something you can do with your family, and it's something that children can enjoy. I really need to mention the Interact Club from Port Townsend High School. Those are the young folks who put on the children's games down in the jail cells, and the Key City Public Theater as our partners, who do the readings and also the children's storytelling, and of course the Boiler Room and Elevated Ice Cream, and all of the people who help us out. We couldn't do it without the partners.
Absolutely. That's very important. About how many volunteers would you say that you utilize?
I think on that night, there are probably maybe 25 or 30 people who are doing something. Of course, everybody who's working, all of the kids from the high school are volunteers. All of the people who are greeting people, the people who are taking tickets. I would say it's by donation. People should know that. We suggest $5 for an individual and $10 for a family, but no one is turned away. You'll get a sticker. The sticker really helps us to keep track of how many people attend. Probably about 800 people last year. Because of the size of the venues, I don't think it can't grow too much, but maybe 1,000 people this year we'd be shooting for.
What would you say that is your biggest need right now in the way of volunteers for First Night this year?
Well, volunteers do a really big job just greeting people at the venues. So being at the door, greeting people, handing them a schedule, making sure they're oriented and know where things are happening. So doesn't take a lot of experience, just somebody who's enthusiastic and likes to meet people.
What would you like to add anything about the Jefferson County Historical Society while you're sitting in front of me.
Well, I always like that opportunity, of course. I think a lot of people in the community don't realize the extent of the Jefferson County Historical Society and how it is that we utilize volunteers. But we do operate the Historical Research Center. We operate the Commanding Officers' Quarters at Fort Worden, the Rothschild House in Port Townsend, the Jefferson Museum of Art and History downtown, and we also operate the Olympic Peninsula Gateway Visitor Center. So we need volunteers for all of these venues. I would say the Visitor Center is always in need of folks because it's a little more remote, particularly appeal to people from Port Ludlow to maybe want to work at the Visitor Center. And the historic houses are always in need of docents. We also do the downtown walking tours and the uptown walking tours, so we're always looking for people who like to dress up in costume and show off our town to other folks. Those are two of our biggest needs, I would say, the visitor center and the walking tours. We can always use input for our education committee. And it is the education committee that puts on the first Friday lectures and does the traveling trunks that go to the schools, as well as other kinds of classes and programs. So if somebody's interested, you know, perhaps a retired teacher who would like to be on our education committee, we're always looking for people there too.
Fantastic. I think that getting involved at the visitor center or something like that would be a great avenue for new residents to the area to get to know what is Jefferson County and what is the magnificent history that we have here.
Well, you know, when the county, Jefferson County, asked the Historical Society to take on management of the visitor center, our first response was, no, I don't think we really want to do that. And then we thought about it, and our mission is to educate people about Jefferson County. What better way than to run a visitor center to tell people about Jefferson County and get them to spend more time here?
Right. And if you're new to the area, spending time in the visitor center, that is the quickest way to get to know the community you've moved into.
You are surrounded by information. You
Absolutely.
Can't avoid it. Yes.
Absolutely. Anything else that you'd like to add, Bill?
Well, if people have not seen the Tom Jay exhibit at the Jefferson Museum of Art and History, you'll want to come down and see that before the middle of February. There are 30 sculptures that have been brought here from around the country, sculptures that were done by Tom, but also by people who had their pieces cast at the River Dog Foundry. So this kind of exhibit, I doubt, will ever come together again. So this is your opportunity to see it. So please come down before it leaves.
And one more time, where is that at?
The Jefferson Museum is in Port Townsend's Old City Hall, 540 Water Street.
Downtown Port Townsend.
Yes.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9, Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Christy Spencer. The producer of Everybody Can is Sheila Ramsey. And our program coordinator and editor of this broadcast is Mike Schlexer. I'd like to thank station manager Nora Petrich and programming manager Larry Stein. And I'd like to thank the many volunteers who work to bring you unique conversations and eclectic music on KPTZ Port Townsend, Washington, and on the web at kptz.org.